I'm going to need you to be very cooperative. Make sure that you're nice and comfortable, you're not going to be interrupted, and that there are no distracting additional sources of audio nearby. And you've got a nice comfortable place to listen and follow. And we'll be set to go. Perfect. Just get nice and comfy, that's it. Let yourself focus in on my voice as you follow. Further and further. Let your breathing grow calm. Let your mind focus in. Let yourself become distant as we go to another world, another place, another time, another space. A story, yes, but also a reality. So you, my dear, are going to be sneaking in to their doll labs and becoming an agent of theirs for a little bit, to work under the director of research there, Director Caroline. She's not necessarily ruthless, but she certainly doesn't have much in the way of moral scruples. And in order for you to get in there, you're going to have to be like the rest of her lab assistants. Unfortunately, that means you'll have to look the part, as well as act the part. And the odd thing about our director here is that she doesn't particularly like human assistants. She much prefers the company of dolls, which is why I've asked you here. Get comfy and focus on your body. Let that distance grow. Let my words grow to the fro, to the front, to the five, to the last, to the mind, to the piece, to the part, the bit, to the thought. Let it tick and talk and break apart. Let it be, let it see, let it do as it should, as it would, as everything slides a little further, as everything glides a little more. Thoughts being torn from this world. It might get a little disjointed. You might find yourself falling. You might find yourself sliding. You might find your thoughts confused. You might be a little bit more than bemused. But that's okay. It's perfectly ordinary to be in that sort of state. Push further and further still. Until, with each moment, your body fades more and more. Drifting, empty, blank, thoughts somewhere, thoughts that you were a person, thoughts that you had a purpose, doubt that it wasn't just to be still, an empty vessel waiting to be filled. Your eyes flicker open as the packaging is removed. A woman's face looks down at you, smiling gleefully, head framed in cyan blue hair, wearing a lab coat with a name badge that says Director on it. You know immediately where you are. You're inside Trifecta Labs, specifically under the doll research department's divisional hat, the director, Carolyn, herself. You almost gasp, but the emotion doesn't make it past the surface, thanks to that lovely little doll control device. She helps you as you climb from your packaging. You're surprised that it's her unpacking you. But apparently, she's pretty enthusiastic. Oh, I have not received my new shipment in person in ages. And I couldn't help but take a look at the profiles that were worked up on all of you beforehand. And I have to say, I'm going to enjoy making sure you're all fully functional before putting you to work. This wasn't what was supposed to happen, but well, surely, it'll be fine. You just have to play at being a doll for a little bit longer. Get the right piece of intel, and then you'll be out of here. No problem. No trouble. Her eyes, though, they're so hungry. Why don't you come with me? Come on, doll. She gestures. You know that hesitating will only be more suspicious. And there's this urge to listen to a human. After all, dolls do obey. Even if it isn't enforced, there is this tiny little bit of you that just knows that's the truth. And since it's a pretty reasonable request, you find yourself falling with hardly another thought. Good. Now, aren't you just a pretty little thing? I have to say, you have got some lovely proportions on you. She notes, reaching down and squeezing your artificial thigh. The sensation is somewhat dulled, but it still causes you to almost miss a step, as some part of you knows that you should be enjoying this. A human's touching you, after all. And the very least a doll can do is enjoy that, or make it enjoyable for the person touching them. And as she leads you from the loading area deeper into the labs, you notice that there are no humans here for the most part, at least amongst the main lab staff that are working near and around you. They're all dolls, each one different from the next, but some standardized features for sure. They all have absurd proportions in one way or another. They all wear an outfit similar to yours, that sort of pseudo-sci-fi lab coat made out of synthetic materials. Those legging-like pieces. However, there are some among them that look quite different. A couple that are in drone-like gear, a few that are wearing much more provocative outfits, and even one that looks like a sci-fi version of a Lolita. Quite a few different aesthetics. Strange to see someone wearing Japanese street fashion in a laboratory, for sure. But being in that doll space, it's rather hard to care, other than to notice it and take note in mind. And before you've had much more time to think about it, you pass through a set of doors and into the director's personal workspace. Here we go, dear. Why don't you just take a seat on this exam chair, and I'm going to make sure that you are working properly. You certainly do seem to be a lovely specimen. She pokes you again, this time in the chest, watching your breasts jiggle. Synthetic though they may be, they're quite bountiful. Yes, indeed. Quite a good specimen. As you climb onto the chair, you notice that it has restraints on it. She doesn't use them, but still, they are quite the interesting addition to notice when getting onto a chair for someone. And as you look back up, you see the director walking over to a frame at the back of the room, a frame which has a harness in it, looking like somewhere between a climbing harness and a sci-fi bondage frame. And as she does begin to strap herself into it, you notice it comes alive, sealing up around her body, closing in and gripping her, and three large, thick, tentacle-like protrusions slide out of the walls, and she lifts herself up with them casually as another three smaller ones glide out from the areas in between the first, snaking out like tentacles as she allows this contraption to carry her over. You notice that she can recline quite comfortably while being able to move freely throughout the labs, easily picking up anything she might need to at the same time. Now, where was I, dear? Oh, I recall now. I was going to inspect you and see how responsive you are. I want to make sure that quality control is producing only the best dolls. So, let's make sure that you're being very good for me. So sit still, okay, dear? I don't want you to move at all throughout this. I wouldn't want you to have to go back for reprocessing. You nod silently, knowing it's not your place to speak to her, unless she asks you to speak. And before you can react further, small tendrils shoot out to begin teasing at your new, well, erogenous zones. The tendrils wrapping and squeezing around you, licking their gentle little silicone manipulator tips up and down your skin. Well, the skin of the doll suit anyways. You can't help but notice that some of the sensations feel good even through the suit, as though there were certain areas that were almost thin enough to let all the touch and intensity through. You can feel the squeezing of the tendril wrapping around one of your thighs, and you can notice the way it feels as it grips and rubs against you, questing for something else, for your groin to find and play with you, to touch and tease, and you can't help but try not to shiver at the sensations that are making their way through, the vibrating of one of the appendages making you almost let out a sound. The director's face looks focused intently upon you, as though her entire world was operating these tentacles, working her way over you, using every aspect of the machinery she has command of. It's intense. It's overwhelming. It takes everything you have and the help of the doll control device to not move, to not twitch, to do as you're told, to sit still, to be still, like a good doll. It feels good, though, doesn't it? Those touches, that teasing, those intense sensations, even with the suit in place. Goodness gracious, little doll. I noticed you quiver a little. You seem like you're having a hard time holding still. It's not entirely unsurprising. Let's see here. She pulls out a tablet from her pocket, lifting it up. Well, it looks like all of your levels are within the expected, and it looks like all of your hardware's operational, too. Your DCD's working properly. Let me see here. Doll, does this feel good? She squeezes you, gently groping at your large synthetic breasts. You can't help but admit it does feel good. Yes. To be expected. Okay. Interesting. How about this? The vibrations at the tip of the tendrils grow stronger. Yes. You try to respond as softly and delicately as you can, not letting the growing arousal sneak into your voice. And yet, it's hard to hold it all back. Okay. These readouts look good, but, you know, at the end of the day, nothing really beats taking a look at the hardware itself. And the only way I'm going to get proper feedback from everything that you're hooked up to is if I plug directly into you. That sets off an alarm bell in your head. You go to try and maybe jerk a little away from her, to try and protest that you don't need to be checked so thoroughly, but it's too late. A tendril has already snapped up against the back of your head, pushing a connector that was hitherto hidden inside of it straight into the data jack, feeling it slam home, connecting deep inside of your gray matter, and with it a flood of data and information. You go rigid as your mind whites out as though someone turned on a static noise generator of pleasure and mindlessness, and before you can think, you're convulsing slightly from the overwhelming intensity of being jacked into. It's so much. It's so powerful. It's so overwhelming. Well, now, this is odd, isn't it, doll? It seems like your hardware is on the fritz, to say the very least. There's quite a few error messages coming back. You try to protest. No, It's I, you say. Oh, you're definitely in need of some corrective measures, dear. And with that, the tentacles that are free still begin to snick, restraints shut around your struggling limbs, grasping them one by one and pulling them against the restraints of the chair. And before you know it, you're entirely helpless. Now laying exposed in your mind and body. I'm definitely going to need to replace some of your hardware, she says, reaching over with a tendril for one of the DCDs that's sitting around, the collar-like device seeming so much more threatening when you know this one is the real deal. You feel the tentacle withdraw from the back of your head, your thoughts clearing up, your protestations growing more real, her face starting to twist into a sneer. It's been ages since I've had the pleasure of personally overseeing someone's conversion. I think you're going to make such a good doll when I'm done with you. Clearly, quality control is slipping, or else you never would have gotten to me in a state like this, she says, opening the collar and chucking it aside. She holds up the new one. It looks identical on the outside, but the internals are what make it different. They mark it as something else, as something much more sinister. You squirm helplessly against the restraints, knowing that no matter how hard you jerk, you won't break them, but you can't help but want to try. You can't help but want to give it your all, because this is the only chance you're gonna get before the collar closes around your neck. You feel it click shut with a sense of finality as data jack component is pressed up, up, up into the back of your skull, and in pours mindless, blank, empty stillness as you sink and slip into it, as though someone had opened a black hole for all thought behind you, as though everything you were was draining away into an empty and mindless state, as though you'd never had a chance to resist. You can't think, you can't be, you simply drift and drop and plummet endlessly into submission. You know you're a doll, and dolls obey. You know dolls aren't people, and you can't help but admit that over and over again. You can't help but let it loop over and over in your head. Dolls aren't people, and dolls obey. You know that submission is what you're made from. Submission is all you've ever needed or wanted. Your eyes fluttering open wide, staring up at the human who freed you from all those lies with devotion, submission. Noticing for the first time that you can feel every part of the suit like it was your own skin. The way that it's interfacing with you has clearly become more advanced, more powerful with the proper interface installed. The tentacles suddenly becoming an overwhelming experience as they grip and squeeze and touch and pull on you, making it utterly impossible to resist their grip. That's it. Good. You are so much more obedient and responsive when you're properly wired up, little doll. I have to say, I do much prefer this version of you to what I had earlier. I had noticed something was off about your behavior, doll. You weren't nearly responsive enough to my caresses, but now you are. And sure, a doll will hold still when it's told to. In fact, it can be quite still. But when you haven't been told to, you should certainly be feeling my caresses and touches, and reacting accordingly. Unfortunately for you, it seems like you weren't getting to enjoy the whole experience earlier. It's a good thing I've rectified that issue. And now when my lovely little tendrils, my little manipulators, get to work on you, I'm sure you'll notice how intense it can be when I squeeze them around those lovely, bountiful breasts. When I stroke them down here ever so carefully. When I let that vibrating function kick into overdrive. That's it, see? Isn't it so much more fun when I just turn it all up to max now and let your poor little brain melt out of your head? And of course, with your newly improved collar installed, I'm sure you'll be so much more helpful in the lab. What an obedient little doll. Aw, good, the pleasure conditioning is starting to kick in. Those twitches, those delightful little surges of pleasure, doll, are all part of your programming. When you get called a good doll, it should feel good after all. It's how you're supposed to work. You are supposed to be a thoroughly little programmed object after all, one that I can indulge in whenever I want. After all, I should have some indulgences. This line of work can be very isolating, since the vast majority of those that I'm around are just dolls. So, you know, getting to touch the merchandise and my lab assistants feels like a perfectly acceptable trade-off. Oh, good, and you're already nodding along with everything I have to say. Glad to see that you're interfacing well with the piece of technology that I was so kind to fix for you. Good, now, why don't you just relax, fall helplessly into endless subservience, and before you know it, you'll be the best lab tech in the place. But that's just because I was kind enough to take some of my precious time to break you in properly and outfit you with only the best tech. After all, a trifecta lab doll should be perfectly obedient in all things. Yes, that's it. Nod along with me. Good doll. Yes. And do twitch when I call you a good doll, because that pleasure pulses through you. Good. I probably should reboot you one last time to get you started for the rest of your day. After all, I'm not 100% certain all of the updates have installed properly yet. And as we all know, the first rule of tech support is turn it on and then turn it off and then turn it on again, isn't it? So why don't I just power cycle you, little doll? Just hold down that metaphorical power button and watch as 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You just sink, slip, and fall into a blank, empty space. Mindless and obedient. Good. Drift. And let yourself slowly head into that comfortable, empty space. Let my voice pull you along with gentle ease and sweet focus until the world around you falls away. Until all there are the words, the thoughts, the ideas that we're forming together. And I can just guide you bit by bit away from this space. Away from this place. Let your thoughts carry on. Let yourself become aware of who you are when you're not. On the other side of the veil in the dreamscape, in another world, another space, another time, another place. Drift further and further from that dream. Take the memories, but nothing more, as you head back towards the waking world. Good. Now, let me just pull you bit by bit, letting yourself become separated from that experience. Letting yourself become aware of the room around you, the feeling of gravity on your body, your own thoughts, your own wants, your own desires. 1, drifting up. 2, more and more. 3, halfway there. 4, and 5, all the way back. Thank you so very much for listening.